find the dads that party, 10 dads over by the stage. They've already bought all their wine. They've opened up the bottles, and they're drinking like it's Game of Thrones. One dad's in an Austin 316 shirt. I'm like, that's my fucking table. So I go over to them, chop it up, work my way over to the raffle towards the end of the night. My buddy Darren Turbo's running the raffle. I go, yo, what you got in the pot? He's like, I've only sold 40 tickets. I said, oh, your prizes suck? He goes, no, I got 12 great prizes. I said, bullshit, why is no one buying tickets? He goes, I guess the parents found out that the money for this raffle doesn't go to our school, it goes to an underprivileged school. So they don't want to chip in if their kids aren't going to benefit. They'd rather just spend their money on wine. I'm like, are you fucking serious? He goes, I guess. I said, okay. How many tickets do you want to sell? He was like, well, 700 is our goal. I said, cool, put me in for 660. He's like, for real? I said, yeah, but close the raffle right now. He goes, Bert, if I do that, you're going to win a lot of the prizes. I go, Darren, I want to win all of them. He goes, but if you do that, I think that'll upset some of the parents. I go, quite honestly, it would break my heart if it didn't. I look at him, I go, you want to make your money or not? He goes, no, I want to make that money. I said, then give me 660 raffle tickets. Close the raffle right now and do not tell a soul. He's like, what about Leanne? I go, definitely don't tell her. This man took me to the back of a wine bar and started a giggle that lasted as he peeled off 660 tickets. When he handed them to me, he was shaking like he was selling drugs in ninth grade. I ripped off the first ticket and the last ticket. I said, Darren, anything in between, you know I have. I have never been more excited for any event in my life. The birth of my children. I picked the table furthest from the stage where they were calling the numbers and mapped out my parade route. I had two tickets in my hand. Leanne came over. She's like, you bought raffle tickets? I go, a couple. He called the first number. I practically leapt out of my shoes. I was like, oh, that's me. I bumped into every parent on the way. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, I won. I have the winning ticket. There's 12 prizes, and I won the first one. Bert Kreischer. Yes, that's my name. I'm so sorry. I get to this stage, grab my prize. 10 drunk dads are right there. They're like, what did you win, Bert? And I go, it's a Fitbit. I'll be tracking my steps tonight, boys.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brendan Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, it is working. All right.
Yeah, it's always good. It's good when it works. Did you see the one that I just sent you, the TikTok one, about like when he's talking about like his being in whatever thing where they're talking about the kids and being accepting? He goes through and says, my daughter, whoever they want to dance, my son or daughter, whoever they want to dance with, male, girl, whatever, I'm going to love them all. And then at the very end, he goes, as long as they're white.
Yeah.
He's like, they lost their minds. And his wife's going, he's a comedian. He's like, the line was right there. I couldn't help myself. And I'm like, I've been there.
He is, he's steadily climbing up my list of favorite comedians.
Well, I think what it is he's relatable, because most of his stuff, it's like, like when he talks about that story there, I'm like, I've done similar.
I would be the guy if I had the money to do it.
Well, I mean, stuff like that, or the one like I was mentioning where, you know, with the family, they're like sitting there talking to everyone and everyone's trying to, you know, oh, you know, it's like he starts it off by the, you know, oh, she immediately says, I'm so and so and my pronouns are. And he's like, oh, fuck, it's going to be one of those, you know, and it just, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he just, and I would have totally, you don't know how many times, I swear Amber's just been like, oh, shit, here it comes. He's gonna say the worst thing in front of everybody.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's rumors circulating around that through work we're gonna have tickets to a show at the Gorge.
Oh.
But I can barely stand the heat we have right now. That show is outdoors, I think starting at like 5 o'clock at night in Eastern Washington in the middle of July.
And I'll be honest, I've been to a couple of shows like that, and I have no, I mean, I don't know what it is, but being out there on those shows, I've never had problems with the heat.
Oh, I do. But I've also normally at those shows, I'm down in the pit where they're squirting water and,
Yeah.
you know, this is a comedy show. I doubt any of that's going to be happening. You're going to be sitting and watching.
Yeah, and see, I've done, because we did what Tim McGraw there once with Amber and my niece, and it was like I think 105 or something like that. I mean, it was just ungodly hot, and I can remember I was okay, but it was just one of those. We just sat there and made fun of everybody else because it was one of those scenes where it was me, Amber, and my niece Amber, and just everyone that walked by were like, and just had a comment on some of the way people dressed. Because it was so hot. We're like, that person's gonna be dead in an hour.
Yeah, well, I don't do the heat well. I'm already sunburnt. The tops of my knees got sunburnt Saturday at Toby's game. Just sitting there watching. Inside of my arms got sunburnt at my game. This fucking heat is stupid. I hate the sun.
Yikes.
I fucking hate the sun.
And see, I used to, and as I'm getting old, I don't, I'm enjoying it more and more. I think it's because Amber makes me go places where it's hot all the time, so I'm getting to a point that I don't mind it and going out and running in it and all that stuff. So I was kind of hoping, I'm hoping we don't get the thunder and lightning because I was going to go for a run after we finish recording, but
Nope, fucking sun is dumb. It is
yeah, no.
stupid.
I've gotten a point I like, and actually fun too. Actually, as soon as we're done recording with this, I get to record with Bree, so.
Yeah.
I get to do another episode of By Its Cover.
Nice. What movie?
I don't remember. She told me, but I forgot.
Oh, didn't you watch it?
No, because we haven't. This is the first part because you do the first episode or the first half of the episode we'll do before we watch the movie. So
Okay.
we'll sit there and, be like, okay, this is, this is what we think it's going to be.
Yeah.
By looking at the cover. And then we'll go watch the movie and come back, usually in a day or two, and we'll hook back up and then freaking talk about what it really was.
Nice.
So it's a pretty fun concept. I've listened to a lot of their episodes and been on this, I think will be the fourth time I've done an episode with her. Or it'll be the second time I've done it when it's just me and Brie. And then I've done it twice where it was me, Brie, and Kevin.
Okay.
So a lot of times she'll reach out to me occasionally, me and a couple other people that she'll reach out to if Kevin's unavailable so they can get an episode out.
Okay.
So yeah, the movie's, I just looked it up. It's called The Soft and Quiet. So sounds like my sex life.
Your sex life soft and quiet?
Yeah, pretty much. 22 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Nah, soft and quiet.
It's a new film, 2022.
Yeah. So, and the most I can do is just look at the cover. I can't look up anything else. So, all I can do is look at the cover. We'll guess what it is based off just looking at the cover, and then we'll go watch it. So, but like I said, I've always loved the concept. It's fun, and it's really fun to listen to because occasionally there'll be like, I'll listen to one of their episodes, and it'll be a movie that I've seen, and I'm like, oh no, you're not even fucking close.
Nice. Well, glad we got them in. It's been a
Yeah.
while since I've seen Cap. Was he in town? Their event page, he was interested in going. So I was curious if he was in town.
Oh no, he might be, but yeah, he's I know him and Bree both had bariatric surgery, so they've been dropping weight like mad.
Yeah.
So because they have a whole nother thing that I haven't listened to one yet. It's a Barry couple where they talk about life as a couple who have had bariatrics or whatever. Yeah, the surgery together.
Is that different than gastric?
I think that's what it is. I think I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about it. I know it's. I think it's the sleeve or whatever, but I think it
Okay.
might be the same. But I don't know for sure because I mean it's not. I've never obviously done it.
Yeah. Obviously, me either.
Yeah, but I know Kevin's lost like. I mean, the last picture I saw him, he's lost a bunch, and I know Breeze lost like 50 pounds too.
Yeah.
So.
Dear white, bearded, chubby comedy dudes, leave your shirts on. It's hack at this point.
Oh, who said that?
Susan Jones.
Oh, God.
Well, if I want to go back to it, I've been doing it for 12 years, 13 years, so. Fuck them.
I mean, not to sound much, but I mean, most of her comedy, in a lot of ways, has become, yeah. I mean, she's way, yeah. Like, she posted something the other day freaking out because there's a toy gun out there. I'm like, we've had toy guns since we were little fucking kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know why you're suddenly freaking out because there's one now. But who knows?
Yeah.
People are nuts. I just want to see freaking... Sherry posted a thing that, you know, what comic do you think is the biggest fuckboy? And I'm like, I want to know who it is. I want to know who everyone voted for. I'm hoping it's not me, but I mean, I try not to give off that creepy vibe anymore.
Yeah, I was curious. I was actually going to look that up while I was waiting for the computer to load. I'm curious what, because she said look up the urban.
And I did.
Dictionary definition, and I had not yet, so I was going to, because for whatever reason, I think of fuckboy as like a skinny, whorish gay dude.
I see, and I thought the same thing, but Urban Dictionary is a little, it's
and
a
she spelled boy B-O-I, right?
Yeah.
A guy who would, okay, here it is. A guy who would tell a girl anything to get them to hook up with them. A complete jerk who flirts and multiple girls at one time and makes them all believe they're individually special. They tell a girl they like them and act like they are in love so that they can get something out of it, like pictures, hooking up, sex, etc. Someone who should not be trusted and is the reason for a lot of people's trust issues. Don't fuck with a fuck boy.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. I'm not in the scene, so I have no clue.
I'm just curious on who it is. I just thought it was funny when I saw it, and I'm like, and of course for me, I'm just gonna vote for the one comedian that drives me nuts and I think he's a douche waffle, so but
so that's your own definition of fuckboy.
I mean, pretty much, but I mean it still fits. I mean he still fits that in my mind, still fits that definition, so
yeah.
But
oh, I'm miserable.
You're burning up in there.
It's so fucking hot in here. My candy coated shell on my peanut M&Ms had melted in my shorts.
Yeah,
I'm missing like 4 layers of skin on my testicles. So fucking chafed. I've gone through 2 travel bottles of fucking Gold Bond since Saturday. I am fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable. Oh, man.
I can see it. It gets bad.
The heat may have had something to do with it, but I finally got mad at my girls. I got mad at mine, too, but my team.
Yeah.
On Saturday. Holy shit, did we shit the bed.
Oh, one of those games where it's just like everything goes.
I mean, if we could do it wrong, we fucking did it wrong. Like,
yeah,
and what sucks, it's the best pitching we've had all season from top to bottom. You know, I got 2 pitchers that are pretty reliable every time. And then I got 2 pitchers that are, one is a girl who's never played softball until this year. She's 12 and stands about 4'2".
Wow.
Toby's taller than she is. And, wow. But she's awesome. She's fucking go get it attitude, easily coachable. Like, you know, does anything asked of, and she was on, but every ball that was hit, we couldn't do a fucking thing with. And we ended up getting smoked, like, I think it was fucking 18-9 or something. 20-9. And so, you know, after the game, you call them all out to the outfield or whatever to chit-chat. And I walked out, I just looked at them all, and I'm like, I'm fucking mad. And they're like, yep, we know. We can tell.
We can see it.
And, oh, man. So, fucking, well, then Bella got mad. So, first inning, we actually turned a double play, first one of the year. And I'm like, oh, today's going to be a good day. And proceeded to give up 5 runs after that. Like, and Bella got mad because the left fielder made 2 throwing errors. Then Bella proceeds to have 4 errors throughout the rest of the game. Goes 0-for-3 and strikes out twice looking. Oh, just, I was fuming. Fucking fuming. But I think I was going to say I think I'm calm now, but I don't think anybody listening to this would think I'm calm yet.
No, you are. I mean, it's, yeah.
That's right. We don't have practice until Thursday.
No, that's good. No. And it's tough. It's tough sometimes because I can remember times like that where as the coach, you had to be careful because you wanted to, like, just lose it. But then you're like. Yeah.
It was shitty all around. Like, it didn't help. Like, a 6 o'clock game on a fucking Saturday, just in general.
Oh, 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
I mean, 6 a.m. would be fucking worse, honestly, on a Saturday, but.
I don't know if it would.
I mean, any 6 o'clock on a Saturday, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. 94 at game time, I think it was. So that sucks. We had it at our old high school. But the old high school is also now a maintenance building. And on weekends, they don't open the gate to drive behind the school. Because they don't want people back there with all the maintenance vehicles. And nobody working for the district at the place. So we had to hoof. I had 100 pounds of gear that I had to hoof from the front parking lot all the way down and around. That sucked. No porta potty. And I've emailed 3 times. I don't know if other coaches have. But I've emailed 3 times. So when you've got 13 girls, probably 40 people total with all the families.
Yeah.
That's just my side. And you have no porta potty when you're telling girls to basically drink a bottle of water an inning.
Yeah, because it's freaking hot as hell. You need to be hydrated, drink a bottle of water an inning, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, good luck peeing.
Yeah. So we had girls running between the sheds to pee. I'm sure that gets them pumped up for softball.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So it just kind of sucked all the way around. But then my girls. So Sunday was Mother's Day, first of all. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Yep.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone. It was fun.
It was a good day. It was not.
What's for me?
So the girls haven't come to me one time about, hey, can you order this for mom, or can you go get this for mom, or can we go shopping so I can get mom some? Nothing.
Yeah.
So Saturday I go, hey, in between Toby's game and the girls' game, what'd you guys get for your mom? Mother's Day's next weekend. Nah, it's in 24 hours.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, what's on her Amazon list? We ain't got time for an Amazon list.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
You know? And I saved their asses, but I had already bought, she wanted a new camping chair. Mm-hmm. And so I bought that a few weeks ago and had that. And then, that's it. And Toby made stuff at school, which she loves, and he's that age. He gets that,
yeah,
you know, that excuse there. But so instead, last year I bought her Edison lights, you know, the outdoor Edison string lights or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's never put them up. But she wanted to build a frame thing around the porch. She got these pots that we had to fill with rock and blah, 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 and put the post in. And so I'm like, here's what we're going to do. Sunday, we're meeting my mom at 8 a.m. for breakfast. We're going to walk across the parking lot and go to Home Depot. We're going to buy all the shit for your mom and say it was your guys' idea. And then we're going to go home and have a work party. Well, that was not my fucking plan. I did not want to work in this shit.
Why not?
No, too fucking hot. I am miserable. I am miserable. Go ahead, put your 100 pounds back on and tell me how miserable you'd be.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And you could give me the, well, go lose weight. Well, that doesn't help me fucking today. I'm miserable.
You are.
But so it ended up being okay. Like, we went and had breakfast with my mom, went to Home Depot, came home. We did buy flowers for Tosh. We had some empty planters or something, and she wanted fresh flowers for them to get ready for the baby shower. And so we did that, but then we bought the post and the bags of rock and the blah, 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 blah. And me and the girls did get it done, and the lights are up, and she ended up sitting out underneath them till 11 o'clock last night. She just loves it.
Nice.
So in that regard, it was good. And then we went and saw my mother-in-law for lunch and came back and we actually had to run to Home Depot again because we bought the wrong distance of lights, and so we needed more footage and, you know, shit like that, but it's all done and looks good, and I'm miserable.
Yeah. No, we did. We left Friday because we had the show on Thursday, which Matt did really good. It was awesome. Matt, it was a great show. Friday morning, we drove up to Linden and stayed up there for the weekend, and just kind of hung out. We didn't do a whole lot. We walked around. We went to, you know, some places in Linden. Went to the Bellingham, like farmers market. That was an interesting place. A lot of patchouli.
Yeah.
Smelled like a lot of patchouli. And then we went down to a bookstore that they have in Bellingham, which I know a lot of people aren't excited about books, but I am. It was a 3-story bookstore, so roamed around there, bought some new books, and then came home yesterday and went out and had barbecue with Zoe and her husband in Austin and just kind of hung out. It was a nice, relaxing weekend. The only thing Zoe got her some stuff. Benton got her whatever. And I bought her some new shoes that she wanted. She wanted some new shoes. So, I mean, not a whole lot, but I mean, it was just kind of a weekend away, which was nice just to get away for a weekend and not do anything. So,
and Mother's Day, like, this is what I was trying to explain to the girls. Like, Mother's Day isn't like a birthday or Christmas where you get a list of wants, needs, you know.
Yeah.
And you try to fulfill. Like, Mother's Day is more of a thanks for, you know, being my mom type. Like, here's flowers, here's plants, here's, you know, little things like...
Thank you for not using a coat hanger.
Yeah, basically, you know. And so I tried to explain that to Araya when Araya was like, well, what's on mom's Amazon list? Like, one, that's not what this holiday is about, you know. And yeah. Two, you're 14, you should know your mom.
Yeah.
And I get it. Tasha's a little harder to shop for than a lot of people. You know, she doesn't have those hobbies or, you know, things like that. And I struggle because a lot of times the shit on her list is like, your birthday is supposed to be fun. Like, why do you want a vacuum? Why, you know, why do you, like, none of that's fun.
No.
So, anyway, yeah, I was pissed. Like, I had both girls almost in tears. Just fucking, I was fuming.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm miserable. I think that just spiked the whole goddamn soundboard, but that I'm fucking, oh.
You just do not do well on heat.
My boobs are sticking to my belly.
Sorry.
You know what?
As funny as I do.
More than anything in life, more than even me being a fat, disgusting pig, the heat cuts into my sex life more than anything. Because it doesn't matter which end you go. I have multiple acts of skin that goes in places that were normally doesn't go during normal sized people's sex.
Yeah.
And those parts stick. And the absolute worst is the old missionary position. And your belly button, suction cup, and sweat stick to each other. It. T- Tasha's like,
yeah, no,
am I getting Mother's Day set? Nope. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh, see, no, that. Sorry, I mean, I'm 22 years of marriage. I'll take it when I can get it. I don't care.
Huh? No. Blah. God. Everything is wet and sticky. I fucking hate this.
Oh, God.
I know you don't, you know, you didn't come over like high school and stuff, but man, this room right now, so I used to have the attic bedroom when I was a teenager, and there was no insulation, no, and it was 25 degrees hotter in the summer than it was outside, and that's what this feels like right now.
Now,
what I should do, if it's like this next Monday, what I should do is weigh myself before I come out here.
Yeah.
And just, because it feels like I'm cutting weight for wrestling.
Yeah. Now you just need to get up and run around in circles.
Like, it feels like I'm just sitting in the sauna trying to sweat out the water weight.
Yeah.
So if I show up on your Zoom camera next week and I'm in plastic bags, that's what's going down. And then I'm going to make Special K drink the sweat out of him.
I could see him doing it, too.
I wonder what that costs us.
What?
Like, how much he would take, but how much we'd have to give him to drink the sweat out of the plastic bags for me sitting in the sauna?
I think you just don't tell him what it is.
You know damn well that he's one of those people that buys women's farts and...
Oh, probably.
I can't remember if we've ever talked about that on here. I've got a coworker, and now an ex-coworker, she quit a couple weeks ago, that are both dead serious buying bulk underwear from Walmart to sell their underwear online.
Oh, yeah.
I've
heard about people
doing
this.
I know it happens.
You just have to wear it for, they wear it for a short amount of time so that they get their odor into it, and then, yeah, they send them.
Oh, not from the stories I've heard about it. Like, it's not necessarily, said every guy's different. Some wants you to go to the gym and run for an hour in them. Some wants you to leave streaks in them. Yeah. Some wants you to wear them during that 7 days of the month. What is wrong with our species?
I'm at that point. I mean, I mentioned this before, I'm sure, but every time I watch Armageddon now, I'm rooting for Dottie.
Yeah, I I don't get it.
Let it hit us.
And I'm a pretty, I don't know what you want to call it, open individual in that area. Like, you know, freak, if you, I don't know if I'd go freak, but like, I'm pretty open to ideas and concepts.
Yeah.
But one, girl fart is totally different than guy fart. It just fucking
is. Well, it's like, you've always had a problem with that. Because if you say something like a girl, like, you've always made the comment that, like,
it smells like an iron ore? Yeah.
Yeah.
It smells like the Peruvian miners? Yeah. Like, it does. I can smell the difference. But who wants to buy a woman's jarred fart?
I mean, pervs?
What could that possibly do for a person?
I don't know.
And underwear. What? Now, I get it. I don't let the smell bother me when the act is in place, in motion, right? But I don't want to carry that around with me. I always thought Revenge of the Nerds was weird with the panty raid.
Well, that was, I mean, not that I ever did it, but I can, yeah.
I know it was a thing.
I mean, I knew people that, yeah, did that when we were younger.
Yeah. And I knew guys that, like, saved the girls' underwear.
Yeah.
But why? It's like Tosh saving, it's like Tosh saving the kids' teeth. Like, what the fuck are you ever going to do with those? Well, I figure when they get older, I'll give it to them. Why the fuck would they want their baby teeth?
Some people are weird. I mean, they are your kids, so I mean, I can see them being weird.
She saves all their homework.
Yeah, I remember that when I first, like, moved. And, like, when my parents sold their house. And they're like, here's all this stuff we kept from when you were a kid. And I'm like, what the fuck do I want with any of this shit?
Yeah.
Like, they had, like, test scores from when I was in freaking, like, school. I'm like, don't show these to Amber. They actually make it look like I was smart or some bullshit.
Now, I get the concept of your report cards. Right? I've looked back at mine. Because my parents kept my report cards.
My parents kept those. And they also kept, like, when we used to have to do those, like, tests every year or every other year to see where we are within, like, our...
Yeah, the...
You know, yeah, our age or grade or whatever. And, yeah, it was stupid.
Mine didn't keep that.
No, mine kept those. I had all those from everyone.
And they kept report cards. They kept some of the big writings. You know, the different book report, like some of that.
Yeah.
And the major art projects, especially through elementary school. You know, do you remember, my kids have never done it, but do you remember doing where you had the overhead projector at your side, putting your side profile, and you traced it?
Yep.
Yep.
Kind of like the friggin', what is it, Hitchcock thing?
Yeah. And then down below, it had a little bio about you. Matt Six, and he likes He-Man and Transformers.
Yeah.
You know.
Eating crayons.
Like, they kept some of that. But she's keeping, like, I literally have a Rubbermaid tote of every grade for all four kids. And it's, hey, we did a three-problem math paper today. Who? Why? Yeah. Like, why? I'm angry today.
People are insane. Like, You know, my parents kept a bunch of weird stuff, so I'm just like, okay, this is weird. And most of that just got, like, thrown away.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I didn't need any of it.
No.
Like I said, the report cards, I get, right? The kids can look at it later in life. The grandkids can look at it and be like, I remember seeing my dad's report card and being like, excuse me, sir? Is there a reason you're so fucking hard on me? Your report card reads, like, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember looking at him and seeing, Matt likes to talk in class. Matt likes to talk in class. Matt likes to talk in class. Like,
Matt liked to talk. No. Matt would never talk in class.
Matt was a pleasure to have in class, but he talks a lot.
Yeah, see, mine was, Mike was a pleasure to have in class, but never does his homework.
That was mine junior high and up, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had a total argument all the time of, like, if I'm acing your test, why the fuck do I need to do your homework?
That's been my thought, too. The whole point of the test, the whole point of the homework is to study for the test.
So if I'm acing the test, I don't need to.
Yeah.
Practice.
Now, I could see taking more points off if I failed your test and didn't do the homework. Okay, now he's not applying himself. We're going to give him, you know, double percentage off. Like, that makes sense. But if I can sit in your class, read your board, make my own notes, retain it, and pass your test 2 weeks later, who gives a shit?
Pretty much. And that was always my thought process. What's the point?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get... Oh, my God. My eyeballs are sweating. Fuck.
Speaking of eyeball sweating, did you see what they finally announced and actually announced for real?
No.
Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with looks like a good chunk of the original coming back.
Yeah.
Keaton, Winona, I saw Baldwin was signed on.
Yeah, I haven't seen Baldwin signed on yet. I did see...
Catherine O'Hara, yeah, is Keaton. That her name?
Yes. Yeah. Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara. There's a Monica Bellucci, Bellucci or whatever, is his wife. I don't know what that is. But Jenny Ortega is going to play Lydia's daughter.
Oh. Little Miss Wednesday Adams saw, bouncing like, up into that role, huh?
Yeah. So, which, I mean, she does. I mean, she really does look like Winona Ryder's daughter. So, but then William Dafoe is tied to it, too, but it doesn't say why.
Well, I'm in for that.
I mean, no shit. I'm in for anything William Dafoe does. That guy is freaking...
You could probably make a documentary about feet hosted by William Dafoe, and I would be like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that guy is... It's one of the things like, I've always loved... God, what's that freaking movie? The freaking crazy Irish kids.
Boondock Saints?
I'm killing people. Yeah, Boondock Saints. He makes... the movie is amazing, but he makes that movie.
I don't know if he makes it because...
I mean, in a lot of ways, he makes it better. Let's put it that way.
The Billy Connolly, Sean Flattery, right?
Yeah.
Or Sean Patrick Flannery and Norman Reedus. Like, I think if you take any one of them out, any one of those four, you do not have anywhere near the same movie.
No.
But... Yeah, I think you need all four. Like,
it's one of those. It's kind of one of those. They all fit, but with one of them missing, it kind of like you're missing a big piece.
Oh yeah,
I mean they play off each other so well. And I mean that one whole scene where he's like, and there was a firefight, and you're like, okay, yeah,
yeah. His whole just smartassness throughout the whole Willem Dafoe's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with the fucking Boston cops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why don't you give me a bagel?
And then when he shows up, when he shows up in drag, you're just like, what the?
Yep. I like that too. Sitting there fucking confessing to the priest, all tanked and loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's. I actually watched that probably a month ago or so. It was one of those 4 a.m. I was flipping through trying to find something to watch, and I'm like, Toby's still in bed. I can check this out. So,
yeah. The second one wasn't quite there, but it was interesting.
Yeah, well, Billy Connolly was gone, right? He had died at that point?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Billy Connolly is, yeah.
When I first saw Boondock, I never realized that was young Indiana Jones.
What do you mean?
Connor McManus is young Indiana Jones from the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Patrick Flannery. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So I did see, and there's probably not much to it yet, but Dan Patrick had on Adam Sandler and Christopher McDonald and brought up Happy Gilmore 2. And they were like, there's not been any official talks about it, but the internet wants it. And Sandler's like, me and Christopher McDonald want it. And he's like, the two of us on the senior tour would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And Dan Patrick's like, can we announce that it's greenlit? And Sandler's like, Happy Madison will announce it's greenlit. Yes.
Oh.
So there might be a Happy Gilmore 2 in the books, too.
That would be pretty cool.
I think they're right. That. Those two on the senior tour would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And you would imagine at this stage in the career, they could get Tiger Woods, which I think would be pretty funny, too. It would be funny as hell if Tiger played that Lee Trevino role.
Wait a minute. Billy Connolly's still alive.
Billy Connolly's not alive.
Uh, I'm just looking it up because I was thinking about that. I'm like, I think he might. I think he's one of those people that we think is dead, but I think he's alive. Oh wait, no. No, he did die on in August of last year. So he didn't die till last year.
Wikipedia still has him alive. Hold on here.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm confused. So I should see something that says he died last year. So.
Is Billy Connolly still alive, 2023? It says he is. I swear to
See, I'm
God,
like
Billy
seeing stuff that
Connolly
says he died at
died.
79 like last year, but
Well, it says he's 82 now, so 70.
I mean, he has Parkinson's.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
See, I was because I was one of those ones. I think it was that he got Parkinson's and then just kind of stepped away.
I thought he was dead. Speaking of Parkinson's, did you see any of
Yeah, he's
that?
alive.
Yeah, I see that.
Wow.
I sit in my own
And
sweat
he's a
corrected.
knight. He's Sir William Collin.
Well,
Bill.
yeah, I knew that.
William Collin.
Did you see any of that interview with Michael J. Fox?
No, I'm afraid to watch it.
How he talks about how he's already dead and just waiting for his time to leave. Like it's pretty sad shit.
And that's what I've heard. I've heard it is just like.
Like for a guy, even after Parkinson's, even after the last few years where it's really you can visibly see the disease and
Yeah.
still upbeat and we're fighting this and we're doing all, you know, and when you watch that interview with Diane Sawyer, whoever it was, it is defeating. It is
I
sad.
can see that.
It's everything. It's bad. I feel for a guy, especially in today's age, right, who's never to my knowledge. And from now on, I'm just going to say to my knowledge after fucking everything I talk about, because Billy Connolly died 10 years ago. Like, I don't know what the fuck the internet's talking about. This Mandela effect bullshit.
Nope. Yeah. And it's one of those, I thought he had two. But I think what it was is I think what we're remembering is he came out and said pretty much my career is over because I have Parkinson's.
Yeah, I shouldn't confuse that with death, but
I'm one of those ones that ever gets mad at me all the time because if I don't see an actor for like 2 years, I'm like, they're dead.
But
They'll suddenly be like, hey, so and so did this. I'm like, I fucking thought they were dead.
by all account, though, Michael J. Fox has never had that Hollywood scandal. Nobody's ever said, oh, I couldn't stand working with him. Oh, he was an asshole on set. He was a diva. He was in by all accounts, this could not have happened to a nicer person in Hollywood. You know? And there's been super nice people, like Robin Williams, super nice guy, but he had his own demons. Like, you've never even heard that with Michael J.
Yes.
Fox. Bless you.
No, thank you. Yeah.
You know, and so you watch this, and you watch, when you watch all of Michael J. Fox's filmography, right, is just fun shit. It's shit we grew up with that, you know, the Back to the Future movies are fucking undeniable, just gold. Doc Hollywood is fucking great. Family
Oh,
Ties
yeah.
is where we learned of him, which we all loved at the time. You want to say that non-Republicans can't love a Republican? Everybody loved Alex P. Keaton
Yes, they did.
and Spanky. can't forget Spanky.
Yeah,
But
that was his friend on the show,
yeah.
right? Spanky?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did you ever yeah. You should go down the rabbit hole. What happened to that guy?
He was doing comedy out here for a while.
He's dead.
Like me saying somebody's dead or? Because isn't his name Mark something?
So let's see. God damn it. Yeah. Let's see. It was Sprinky, Sparky. What the hell was his name?
I'm looking it up right now. Hold on.
Skippy. Mark Price, Skippy.
Yeah, he's not dead. He's a comedian. He was up here for a long time.
See, there's another one that I thought was dead that's not.
Mark Price was running shows and shit up here.
Well, who was it? There was one. Okay, then it must have been from a different show. Boner. He's the one that's dead, right?
Boner might be dead.
What show was that on?
Boner was Growing Pains.
I think it's Boner then, yeah.
Not right now with me because of how hot and sweaty it is.
I always get those two mixed up. Yeah, Boner, he died.
It's like a spaghetti noodle you left in the pot overnight.
He died in 2010, but he went like... I think he went like batshit.
Okay, so there's Boner, Skippy. Wasn't there a Spanky? Or am I I'm thinking like Little Rascals, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah, he Boner hung himself in Stanley Park in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh.
So, but there was a lot of things like he went nuts. So I was thinking Boner, not Skippy. So wrong show, but yeah.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah, because...
See, we're getting all sorts of fucked up. Our memories are all bad. Did you know that Rambo was filmed in North Bend?
Yeah, right outside Mountside Tavern.
Yep, right outside Mountside Tavern.
I heard if you go up and hike the North Fork Trails, you can still hear the colonel yelling for him.
Yep.
John! And Terminator 2 was filmed at the Wrecking Yard on A Street in Auburn. So Joe Simomo, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, posed a question. Name your top three Schwarzenegger movies.
I did see it and I hadn't answered it yet.
Okay, so before you answer, I'll just, you know, here's some of the answers that just, a lot of it disappointed me. Let me make sure I have them all lit up here. But we have one guy that just wrote Jingle All the Way. We have another guy.
Is that Chris?
Huh? No.
Is that Chris?
No.
Amazing. Somebody else actually liked that piece of shit movie?
We have another guy who wrote Jingle All the Way 3 times and then put in that order. Kindergarten Cop.
That was a piece of shit.
So far, we haven't even broke his top 10 as far as I'm concerned. Another guy put T2, Running Man, Commando. I won't get horribly upset with that. I don't agree with it. Yeah. But at least all movies that you think about Schwarzenegger as Schwarzenegger in.
And see, Commando for me is like, I love that movie because that's a personal one for me.
Commando to me is Schwarzenegger's version of Cobra. Like,
it is.
It's a really good movie, but you had to really like that action star.
You did, but it's one of those ones, for me, it wasn't really that I really liked the action star. I liked his daughter, so.
Another person says Kindergarten Cop, Terminator, the original, which is fucking wrong.
No.
And Eraser. And then
I don't think I've ever even seen Eraser.
Eraser was with Halle Berry. It was an okay movie.
I know what it was. I just don't think I ever watched it.
It's not one of his top, but it was okay. And then he writes about 3 minutes of True Lies, but he wasn't the reason. Another guy says Predator, Predator, Predator. Kindergarten Cop, True Lies, Terminator 2. This person writes, I've only seen a few. Only decent one was True Lies. Another Predator.
Yeah, but what made True Lies good wasn't him. What made Good Lies True Lies good was Jamie Lee Curtis and Tom Arnold.
Yeah. Another person's got Predator, Terminator 1, Kindergarten Cop, and says the rest are pretty much junk. And then we have Terminator, Predator, Red Heat. So let's just go. Nowhere on this list is Conan. Nowhere on this list is Twins.
Yeah.
Nowhere on this list is The Expendables. Nowhere on this list is Total Recall.
Yeah.
So mine, and I'd left Conan off, and I shouldn't have, but I went with my favorite, I guess, than his best. And that's not even true either, because my absolute favorite Schwarzenegger movie, I don't know why I love it so much, because I shouldn't, is Last Action Hero. But I can recognize that it's a shit movie. Yeah. I just loved it. I love Bridget Wilson.
Yeah.
But I put T2, Twins, and Total Recall.
And see, for me, it would have been Conan, the Barbarian.
Not the Destroyer?
Conan the Barbarian. No. Conan the Barbarian, the one that has him with freaking... Because that's the one with...
Red Sonja? What's his...
Yeah, James Earl Jones.
Oh.
No. Yeah, James Earl Jones, the first one, the original. Conan the Barbarian, the original. That one. Commando, because that one's got a special place in my heart, like I said. And then it'd be somewhere between like T2 and Predator.
And like I said, I wouldn't argue with Commando, right? Because I know it has, not just with you, but I know it has that really good cult following. Hmm? You know, to
like
me.
Like I said, for me, it's partly because I one of my favorite actresses was the his daughter. So,
yeah. And to me, the best Terminator is T2. It just is.
No.
I'm not sure I'm taking arguments on that.
I mean, it is. I mean, I'm with you on that. I mean, I'm not going to argue that either because I agree with it. T2 is the best. T1 kind of gives you the backstory, and then T2 is the better movie. You know, it just is.
Raw Deal was good. Predator is a great movie. I have no problem with that one. Red Heat. Jim Belushi. Doesn't do it for me. You want to talk about a guy riding a dead brother's name?
He is.
Like, he just doesn't do it for me. I love Total Recall. Yes. Total Recall.
When he's like popping that out of his nose? Yeah.
Yeah. What else do we have here that I might be missing? Again, I love Last Action Hero, but that's just me personally. Fuck Junior. I mean,
Kindergarten Cop's funny.
I'm surprised none of these morons picked Batman and Robin.
Oh, God. He was a horrible Mr. Freeze.
Oh, I know. The Sixth Day was horrible. Collateral Damage. Around the World in 80 Days.
I don't remember him in that movie.
Yeah. Sabotage.
The Expendables, I mean,
Maggie. Yeah, I get the Expendables.
I mean, the Expendables,
I
like the Expendables. They're fun movies.
But they are an 80s action movie.
Yeah, are they great movies? No, they're just a fun kick back to the 80s action movies.
There's rarely an 80s action movie that's great. The last
no, they're just
Boy Scout
mind-numbing
is not great.
Great movies.
It's just an awesome movie, you know. You could pick them from any of them. Sly Stallone, we just talked about Cobra. You could talk about fucking Over the Top or... Yeah, so I... Again, I guess people are dumb.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of just stupid Over the Top action movies, I went and saw Sisu over the weekend. Fucking amazing.
Saw what?
Sisu.
I'm not even sure I know what that is.
It's a new movie now. only reason I want to go see it, the event that I do every June is called Sisu. And it's basically, it's a Finnish word that means never give up, basically. And this movie, it's fucking no, I mean, the whole idea of the plot is basically this guy's just trying to, he's an ex-military guy who's trying to go from his house or where he was like mining gold to go take it to the bank, and the Nazis get in his way, and then he fucks them up. It's the whole movie. He just fucks up the Nazis in insane, amazing ways that you're like, oh, it's gruesome. It's disgusting. There's ultra violence. And I loved every second of it. Amber sat there and went like, what in the fuck are we watching? And I'm like, amazing, stupid, mind-numbing violence.
Good. So John Wick.
It was pretty much, but it was just a Finnish guy. The guy doesn't speak through the whole fucking movie. He just fucks up Nazis.
Yeah. Which one am I thinking of? A war movie with a World War II assassin. Is it? It's not Enemy at the Gate, which was a good movie too. But it's around that same time period where there's a Russian sharpshooter and a German sharpshooter, and they're basically hunting each other's people until they come head to head.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of what it's called either.
But that was really good, just mind-numbing, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every once in a while you want that. I mean, that's like, I mean, really, if you think about it, Die Hard, I mean, all those movies, we love them, but they're really just mind-numbing violence.
Yeah, the first Die Hard had a real good storyline.
Yeah.
Everyone after that just repeated it, but...
Yes. Oh my, and really, I mean, if you think about it, Sisu is just Die Hard with just... Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure they were Nazis, and I mean, they were German terrorists.
I mean, not all Germans are Nazis. I mean,
no, but German terrorists.
I mean, German terrorists, but yeah.
So, all right, sir. Well, let's see. You have comedy coming up.
Next month.
Yeah, I guess we are at that point.
We are, because we just did, you know, last week we did comedy where Matt,
I didn't bring that up for a reason,
Bennett closed it out, and Matt will tell you that he didn't think it was good. I thought it was great. I thought you did really good. So, but
I think I got a really good start at a bunch of new stuff. None of it was finished. I shouldn't say none of it. A couple of them were finished, and a couple of them definitely need to be. I think the concepts are there, but need to be worked.
Yes. And the crowd liked you. They enjoyed you. It's a rough crowd. That's the hardest part. Is, I mean, because I think you would have done much better at Cole Street, but I know you don't like, there's issues at Cole Street other than that. But,
crowd-wise, I didn't have a problem with the 12 people there.
No, but the 12 people, I mean, it was fun. It was a fun crowd. I mean, that's the biggest problem we've had there is getting people. It seems like sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. I mean, I think the problem that we had this week was it was sunny as all hell, and it was like game five of the freaking, with the Kraken in the playoffs. So. But next month at Cole Street, we have Ashley Russian is going to headline. Frederick White is the feature, and the host is Lisa Rimmer.
Okay.
So should be a good show. And then at Cole Street, your headliner is going to be Justin Hayes. Andy's going to actually feature. So we're going to see Andy do a longer set. So that'll be quite fun. And then Phil Klinger will be the host. So.
Did you say those ones backwards, or that's Cole Street and Ashley's at Ording?
Ashley's at Cole Street, and no, yeah, Ashley's at Cole Street.
Okay.
And then Ording is
Justin,
Andy, and Phil Klinger. So.
All right. Well, that's next month, but coming up soon. So.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, I got something that I'm doing soon, but that's just me doing stupid shows and trying to, like, be funny again. But I got some new stuff I've been working on. Stuff dealing with, you know, family and being a grandpa and all that shit. So you'll have that fun grandpa stuff soon.
Yeah.
Someday, right?
Someday. Now I'm bleeding. How am I? What the fuck is going on?
Your balls dripping?
I don't. I got blood running down my leg.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know what.
You're
the
sweating so bad it's bleeding now.
Probably the chafing.
Jesus. You need to go like fucking get some like anti-chafe shit on you or something.
That's the gold bond, but I swear to God, it's meeting with the fucking sweat and making the grossest sourdough you could ever imagine.
You're growing shit down there.
God.
Fuck.
All right, guys. Stay cool. Remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.